Honesty with investors is crucial for entrepreneurs, regardless of circumstances. Victoria Montgomery Brown, co-founder and CEO of Big Think, faced a challenging moment when the NYPD arrested her, hinting she had upset some influential individuals. This event traced back to her career journey, which began after earning her MBA from Harvard Business School in 2003. She joined a prominent TV journalist, referred to here as Mr. Snyder, who valued Harvard graduates and had a primetime show. Brown's role evolved from a producer, booking renowned guests, to a recruiter focusing on Ivy League talents. In 2004, Brown met Peter Hopkins, a fellow Harvard graduate, while working for Snyder. They shared a great rapport and initially created a parody website called WaspBait. However, aspiring to create something more meaningful, they conceptualized Big Think. Their vision was to develop an online platform offering insightful interviews with leaders and experts, similar to the World Economic Forum in Davos but accessible to everyone online. Startup challenges and integrity. Brown and Hopkins raised $1.4 million to start their company, Big Think, and left their jobs. Their colleague, Snyder, threw a farewell party for them. At the party, Brown joked about missing the company car service, not realizing this would lead to trouble later. Snyder accused Brown of using the car service without permission after she left her job. Although she did some tasks for Snyder, the police charged her with grand larceny but let her go. Brown and Hopkins were honest with their early investors, including David Frankel and Larry Summers, about the situation. Their investors supported them despite the charges. Brown hired a defense attorney, Peter Schaefer, who negotiated a plea deal for her to do community service without a criminal record. This situation shows that honesty is crucial in building and maintaining relationships, while deceit can harm them. Female entrepreneurs face challenges in raising startup capital. Gaining initial investment is tough because interested investors wait for others to invest first, especially with female founders. Brown and Hopkins started Big Think on April 7, 2007, but one funding round wasn't enough. They raised $1.4 million but spent it quickly on website development, talent booking, content creation, and video production. They sought private investors, mostly older, white, and male, due to the tough economy. Women-run startups receive less initial funding than male-run startups but eventually make more money. Women entrepreneurs generate 78 cents in revenue for every $1 raised compared to men who generate 31 cents for every $1 raised. Women face different questions than men. They answer risk avoidance questions about safety and possible loss, while men are asked promotional questions about their accomplishments. Attending Harvard made investors take Brown more seriously, though still not as seriously as men, but more seriously than other women. Women entrepreneurs, relentless in achieving their goals and overcoming obstacles. Entrepreneurs, like Brown and Hopkins of Big Think, wear many hats and handle various roles in their business. They hired an accountant, two employees, and freelance videographers. In the beginning, they also lined up speakers like Steven Pinker, Michael Porter, and Clayton Christensen for their website. Mentors are crucial for all entrepreneurs, but especially for women in the startup world, where they are less common. Brown sought advice from senior male executives and female mentors like Carla Newman, who shared her experiences as the only woman in male-dominated spaces. Brown advises women to find female mentors, though they are rare. Larry Summers, an early investor, became a mentor to Brown, emphasizing the importance of honest and critical feedback. Entrepreneurs should feel comfortable asking their mentors for help when needed. Starting a company and becoming a boss is tough. Collaborate with like-minded individuals. Entrepreneurs like Brown must handle hiring, managing, and, when necessary, firing employees. Brown learned the importance of hiring slowly and firing quickly. She once dealt with a junior editor who had smelly feet. Brown approached him gently, using her own experience as an example. She had stopped wearing perfume after realizing it made some people ill. She encouraged the editor to wear fresh shoes, which solved the problem. Brown also learned to be aware of her confirmation bias. Despite wanting to hire mostly Ivy League graduates, she made mistakes with at least two of them, including a woman named Lucy. Lucy was smart but had an entitlement complex. Brown hired her despite sensing potential issues. While Lucy was good at her job, she was sarcastic and unhappy about doing tasks she considered beneath her. Brown wondered if Lucy disliked working for another woman. Toxic employees at Big Think. In May 2008, Lucy, a team member at Big Think, faced issues with her behavior. Despite private discussions about her behavior, Lucy was fired by Hopkins after she wrote inappropriate headlines that almost cost the company a major sponsor. Lucy reacted strongly, hiding in a broom closet and later sending an email with offensive language to Brown. Bill Eddy, a Big Think expert, identifies Lucy as a toxic, high-conflict person who blames others and plays the victim instead of solving problems. Brown faced a similar situation with Roger, another toxic employee who had been with the company since its beginning and later became COO. Several staffers expressed their intention to quit if Roger wasn't fired, as he had created a toxic work environment by hoarding information and making himself indispensable. Despite her reluctance, Brown fired Roger due to the impact on the team. Female founder/CEO faces challenges but has unique advantages. Women should embrace their femininity and not feel the need to mimic male behavior to succeed. Being vulnerable is a display of strength, not weakness. While women entrepreneurs face sexism in business, being the only woman in a room can sometimes be an advantage. Sexual harassment should never be tolerated. Brown, an entrepreneur, has encountered sexism, particularly from older men. She believes that older men, accustomed to having only subordinate women in the workplace, may struggle to change their behavior. Despite this, Brown chooses to respond with humor rather than anger to inappropriate comments. For example, when offered new jeans by a man who disapproved of her ripped jeans, she jokingly agreed to send him some shopping suggestions. Brown acknowledges the need to address misogynistic comments more firmly but prefers to handle situations in a way that aligns with her values. She believes that women CEOs should assert their worth and demand the same respect as their male counterparts. In 2018, women held only 4.8% of CEO positions in Fortune 500 companies. Women received just 2.2% of venture capital in the U.S., totaling $2.3 billion out of $96.7 billion. Women earned only 80 cents for every dollar earned by men, resulting in a collective loss exceeding $500 billion. Brown believes that women who lead their own startups, rather than working for established companies, have a great opportunity to improve these conditions. A strong business partnership. Brown struggled to find romance and ended up divorcing because she was too focused on her career. However, her business partnership with Peter Hopkins thrived. They had a successful partnership because Brown, a pragmatist and decision maker, balanced Hopkins, a creative visionary and optimist. Despite facing challenges, their partnership endured. In 2007, Brown dealt with an unfair arrest, while Hopkins received a positive HIV diagnosis. They supported each other through these tough times. In 2013, Hopkins's behavior became erratic due to a crystal meth addiction. Brown had to confront him and insisted he seek rehabilitation. Despite initial resistance, Hopkins agreed and returned to work better than before. Their relationship had become codependent, but Brown's intervention helped Hopkins recover. In turn, Hopkins supported Brown through her own health crisis. Their partnership demonstrates the importance of balance and support in achieving success. Women CEOs prioritize health alongside business success. In her early 40s and seemingly healthy, Brown believed she was having a stroke when she arrived at Mount Sinai Medical Center in New York. After tests, she learned it was a panic attack. Brown had experienced smaller breakdowns before, once almost fainting during a board meeting. Her anxiety was manifesting physically, making her dizzy in cars or planes and imagining worst-case scenarios. After 9 years of running her business and experiencing a divorce, the end of a long-term relationship, and her mother's death, Brown noticed her mental health declining. Upon advice from Hopkins, Brown sought professional help, including therapy and medication. Despite no quick fix, Brown tried various techniques, such as medication, reading books like Creative Visualization by Shakti Gawain, and attending an off-the-grid therapy retreat. She believes the retreat taught her valuable life lessons connected to her work and advises other entrepreneurs to prioritize their health and well-being. Key points. Honesty is crucial for entrepreneurs, as demonstrated by Victoria Montgomery Brown's experience. Female entrepreneurs face challenges in raising startup capital and receiving less funding than male counterparts. Entrepreneurs like Brown handle various roles, from hiring to managing employees and seeking mentors' advice. Toxic employees can be detrimental to a company's success, highlighting the importance of addressing behavioral issues promptly. Women entrepreneurs should embrace their femininity and demand respect in male-dominated spaces. A strong business partnership requires balance, support, and the ability to overcome challenges together. Women CEOs should prioritize their health and well-being alongside business success.